people need to stop doing at weddings?
Spending money.
Spending money. Oh, okay. Like, yeah. Yeah. Weddings are crazy.
Getting married, I beg you not to go into debt over this wedding. Like, set a budget, stick to it, cut out the things that don't matter to you. People don't notice like a lot of things at weddings. So stop spending money
like
on
what?
It. Okay. There's only three things people notice.
Okay.
One, the food, because they're hungry. So the food. Number two, the open bar. They want their alcohol. And number three is the music. If you have a good DJ, a good band, that carries through everything. Nobody notices your personalized napkins at the cocktail bar or the party favors, or honestly, sometimes even your dress past like 1 second of it, or your centerpieces or your flowers or any of it. It's so true. Like, so please just set a budget. Don't go into debt. I had a friend that just spent $5,000 on her wedding dress, and I wanted to like yell at her because, again, I was like, are you going to wear this once? Can we confirm you're going to wear this once? Okay. $5,000. Like that to me was crazy. And I know people spend more than that and whatever, but I have just seen so much that my view is like, how can we throw a budget wedding?
Oh, it's so true. I mean, I'll say this, like my husband and I almost just did a dinner. We almost just did a dinner with our closest like friends and family. But, you know, something in us, I don't know. I think there hadn't been a wedding in our family for a long time. So we were like, you know what, let's do something, you know, nice. It was thousands and thousands of dollars. You know, we didn't go into debt, but I mean, and I think this is actually on the low end. But we ended up spending about $55,000, which is like a lot, but we had 130 people, an open bar. You know, we did it in Maine in August, right, which is the height of wedding season. So in all, I feel like it was probably on budget, you know, to some, it was good. We didn't spend a lot of money on flowers at all. I mean, really, 55,000, I mean, 25 or 30,000 of that is just food. You know, it's just, and we wanted good food. You know, they did this whole thing where they grew the vegetables and stuff, you know, at this garden in Maine and yada yada. And everybody loved the food. But I always say to people, like, for us, it was amazing because it was the last time we had, since our wedding in 2019, in August of 2019, we lost 5 aunts and uncles. And so to various, I know. And, you know, we always say to ourselves, it was the best money. It was the it was the last time that all of our family and friends were all together before they passed. Like, yeah. But I mean, you know, telepathically, we really focused on those things. Open bar, good food, good music. And to this day, we just look back on it. People say to us, it was one of the best weddings. Yeah. But I'll say this. I think it was one of the best weddings because my husband and I'm curious your thoughts on this, collectively made the decision that the wedding wasn't about us. We wanted it to be about our families coming together, you know, breaking bread for a day, just like enjoying Maine, enjoying August. Like, but I don't think that's how most bride and grooms operate.
Yeah, I think like most people are like, it's not about the guests, it's about us. But like, you're right. Like, you're inviting people to a party, which means it's about them and the experience they're going to have. So like, I always say, like, make decisions because it's like your event. So it's your event, but who is it for? It's for your guest list, you know? So I think like you did it such a smart way of like bringing people together, spending time in Maine, spending time in August there too. Like thinking of them, thinking of things for them to care about and like the food choices, like the locally grown, like the, again, that's different than like a standard caterer where the food is whatever, you know? So like those kind of decisions are key because it makes the wedding stand out. Like, I think what makes a good wedding is not how much you spend on it, but how the couple approaches it. And you can tell that in a $5,000 wedding and a $100,000 wedding is how the couple approaches it. So I think that's why yours was a win, was because you both approached it in a very smart way to get it.
And I think too, getting married a little older in life in our mid 30s was like we'd been to many weddings. We'd seen what was great, what hadn't worked. And, you know, my philosophy always is you're asking people to take time off, take time away from their family, spend thousands of dollars to fly to your wedding, get a hotel. And then it's all about you. It's like, I just couldn't do that. But I want to end with some other crazy stories. So, the craziest thing you've seen is people having, absolute runaway bride, runaway groom syndrome at the end. What's the most like blackout drunk or high? Like who's been made the most? Cause I always think, you know, the mother-in-laws and the father-in-law, like, and the moms, they're the worst. Like the moms and the dads of the parents of the brides and grooms, they act the worst. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schwann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Who do you think acts the worst?
Like, if people are like, who's the worst people at a wedding? It's the mothers and the fathers, and it's the DJ or like the DJ or the band. Those are like the problems.
Really?
Yes. So a lot of times my job is actually to like be the buffer of the mothers and the person getting married. So like, they'll be like, I need you to make sure the mothers do not communicate with me and they only go through you. So like, that's a huge thing. So I have to like literally manage mothers. And you're right. Like, they are really tough. They want everything to be so perfect. They think it's about them, actually. The amount of mothers of the brides and grooms who make the wedding about them is just phenomenal to watch. Like, it's insane.
I know, it's crazy. And then have you ever had any like illegal requests? Like, I can imagine people probably want you to supply like the weed, like all this stuff. Like, have you had anything illegal? Like, here, hold
you
this.
Know, so, like, I am always sober at every single event.
Oh, I bet.
So I'm like, I don't drink. I don't do anything. I approach it like in the most professional light. So I think people know that. And like, they sort of want that when they hire me. So they don't really come to me for like many illegal things. But like, I've had to break up fights. I've had to call the police to break up fights. I've had to deal with wedding crashers. I've had to deal with people crashing the wedding who weren't invited. Like, things like that, fights. You know, I've gotten like bruised from being in the middle of fights to try to break it up. And like, I'm not like a bodyguard, but I've had to be a bodyguard. I've had to like give my bra to a mother of the bride once who didn't have a bra.
Did you have to walk around without a bra for the rest of the night?
Oh, I was bra used. I have like semi-medium boobs, I guess. I have like duct tape them. Like,
oh my God, yes.
Room. So I'm taking brides to the bathroom and helping them pee in a wedding dress, which is like the most intimate thing you can do with the stranger. It's hard too. So I've gotten peed on. I've gotten like, I have had every bodily fluid practically on me, which is like, not glamorous.
You're speaking to the choir. Somebody danced their tampon out at our wedding. That's how we knew it was so good. It was true. And then I thought it was me. So I tried to kick the tampon over to the side of the dance floor, but it was so soaked. It was like I had dragged a bloody body.
Are you?
It was crazy. It was crazy. I had to throw my wedding dress away because the bottom of the wedding dress was
completely. It was my cousin's.
She got so blackout drunk. She danced her tampon out on the dance floor. And then before, like, I guess they kind of had like wiped it up with paper towels, but before they could really clean it, these little kids came over and started break dancing near the bloody tampon. So Jen, there's your next TikTok.
Epic thing I have ever heard, to dance your tampon out. That should be like a song lyric.
It was truly an epic wedding. Jen Glantz, your website is bridesmaidsforhire.com. You can also find you on TikTok. You're a treat to watch and follow. What a unique business. And I love you shared with us trends, things not to do, the wildest things you've seen at weddings. Sounds like it's very hard to work for you, actually, because it's not a glamorous job. But are you looking for new employees, or are you, or what are you looking for?
Always looking for new employees. So definitely apply. And if there is a match based on what you share and people who want to hire, we reach out to you. So there's a small chance you'll hear from us in the future.
I love it. Jen Glantz, thank you so much for being on the Sarah Fraser Show. I loved it.
Thank you, Sarah. So much fun.
Perfect, girl. Thank you.